two-edged sword. One day, I was having a heated argument with someone, and neither side was budging. All of a sudden, in the middle of my rebuttal, I heard a voice say, "The two-edged sword of truth. You're only using one edge." I stopped in my tracks. Then the voice continued, "One edge identifies the evil. The other edge removes the bad activity." The idea was so compelling that I told the person with whom I was arguing that I had just had a vision and asked him if he would like me to share it with him. Even though he had no interest in religious subjects, he agreed to listen. So I told him what I had heard. By the time I had finished repeating the angel message, neither one of us could remember what we were arguing about. Apparently, the evil of what we were doing was identified, and the bad activity was completely erased from memory. The impact of this angelic message has had a lasting impact on me, for in that moment of clarity, I understood how effective communication works, and realized that speaking without an attentive ear is a worthless endeavor. Jesus always waited for receptivity before he shared his spiritual gems, and he formed his arguments in accordance with his audience's preparedness. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.